Canucks and Coyotes tied at 1. It is Hockey Talks here at Rogers Arena tonight, and we have a very special guest joining us right here on Sportsnet 650. He is Miles Matilla, the founder of Mind Right for Athlete Society and founder and director. And Miles, thanks for joining us. I know it's a special day, Hockey Talks, and something this organization has taken very seriously because go back a few years, a lot of things have happened. But tell us a little bit about what inspired you to create Mind Right for Athletes.
Yeah, thanks a lot for having thanks a lot for having me on the to do an interview. I would have to say how I got involved with mental health. I would have to say had a close friend, played on the same hockey team. He was going through a mental illness, and at that time, at the age of 14, we didn't really know what that was. And I wanted to reach out to my family and the hockey coach, and he didn't get the proper support that he needed, and the coach actually kicked him off the hockey team, which was super unfortunate. I never wanted to see that, but it really opened my eyes about what type of mental health resources that we need within athletes, and especially within the hockey system. So I wanted to create Mind Right for Athlete Society to make sure that players are getting looked after and make sure that there's resources out there, but they're getting connected to proper support.
Well, you're right, because sometimes what happens is we see somebody act and behave a certain way, we don't understand why. And when you don't know why, it's easy to cast that person aside and blame them. And it's nice to see somebody like you who've gone through that experience take that to heart and try to help others out, because it's easy to just look at somebody and say, well, that, something's wrong with that person, but there's a reason why they're feeling the way they are.
No, I totally agree, and I think having the knowledge around mental health is really important. And sometimes some people might just think we have that education or those tools, but sometimes it's not always the case. And for me, with Mind Right, I'm trying to really educate young individuals with early intervention, and trying to go into middle schools and high schools and to try to start this conversation in hopes of if they see themselves or a close family member or friend, if they're going through a hard time, they know where to go to seek out additional support.
Well, I know you've also been working on a documentary as well. And how did that all come about, and how much work has gone into that?
I think with that, just kind of piecing together with my life, and because I started raising mental health awareness around the age of 14, 15, after I saw the article in The Province about Kevin Bieksa and Rick Rippon, that really touched my heart closely. I wanted, you really inspired me to kind of be a mental health advocate and to carry on Rippon's legacy, because for me, I skated with the Canucks at a young age and always been a huge fan of the Vancouver Canucks. So I think just trying to do something at a smaller level at the grassroots to make sure that these players going through the minor hockey associations are getting looked after.
Well, with Rick Rippon, it was so devastating to see what happened, especially because I grew up a Canucks fan myself, and especially early on when Rick Rippon came through, this was the toughest guy, the guy smaller than everybody, fighting Boris Vlahovic, laughing in his face. You're like, this guy can fight anybody. He goes after Hal Gill and he feeds him, and then the most tragic thing happens. And it's not about physical toughness, because you can be as physically tough as you want, the mind is so much more powerful than that. And when you see somebody like that go through what he went through, I know that really hit a lot of people hard, like yourself and like myself and others that were Canucks fans throughout the years.
That's one thing I really appreciated on what Kevin Bieksa did for Rick Rippon. He wanted to carry on his legacy and made sure that individuals know about what he was going through, because I do believe from a few articles that I read that Rippon wanted to share his story and really wanted to inspire others to reach out, but unfortunately never got the chance. But I really have to applaud Kevin Bieksa on carrying on his legacy and making sure that his the message that he was trying to carry on wasn't going to die, or making sure that it was going through.
Well, and you've been getting support from multiple levels of government as well. I had a chance to meet with the Prime Minister.
Yeah, I was really fortunate to fly out to Ottawa and meet with Justin Trudeau, and I think that was a really great experience. I never really expected that. I kind of went out to Ottawa, and everyone told me that was a super, he was really busy that day and possibly I won't be able to meet him, but he did set aside 10 to 15 minutes to chat with myself on what I'm doing with hockey players and mental health, and how we could really carry on the system, making sure that people don't fall through the cracks.
And how can people get involved and follow you guys?
I think they could actually go on my website, mindright.info, seek out, there's lots of information regarding that, but I think there's multiple ways on to kind of raise awareness around mental health. And I do want to give a shout out to jack.org. They're also a great support Network for Mental Health. They're based out of Toronto, and I have really close ties with them. And also Head Check Health, I have to say, is a great resource for mental health and concussions.
A couple more moments with Miles Matilla from Mind Right for Athlete Society, founder and director. And you still got the hockey dream going. I mean, I know you're the captain of your team, Junior B team in Kelowna.
Well, for me, I wanted to keep on playing hockey and still going to school. Right now, I'm in my third year of Okanagan College of Business. And for me, I didn't really want to choose one or the other, to just give up hockey and go to school or vice versa. So I'm really fortunate that I found a hockey team that allows me to carry on my initiatives with mental health, play hockey, and I get to go to school, so I can't complain with that.
It's a great setup. Miles Matilla, Mind Right for Athletes Society and founder and director. Hey, listen, thanks so much for your time, Miles. What you're doing is great work. I know it's very, very important, and every person you touch, it means a lot to them, so I appreciate it very much.
Oh, thank you very much.
That's Miles Matilla joining us here. Make sure to check out his stuff, Mind Right for Athletes Society, founder and director. Miles Matilla, and he's still got the